shake your tree. For 9 a.m. on the dot. I'm Mike. How you doing? And yes, yes, it is true. I was singing along to that song. I mean, who wasn't? You have to, right? Steve Miller Band and the Joker. All right, here for another fun-filled 2 hours. Had a surprise or two when I parked the car today. We're going to have somebody say hi just for a second, and they'll talk to you again at 10 a.m. Who are you, sir?
Bootleg Dan here, Mike.
Bootleg Dan.
Stopped in to say hello.
Ah, glad you're here.
Drop off the new gem recording of the Rolling Stones tribute.
Very cool.
With the fabulous Sins playing Star Star. Unfortunately, you can't play it on the radio. But
no, because they say the
you can play it in your head.
Yeah, I do. All right, thanks, Dan. We'll have Dan back. You know, beginning at the top of the hour, he's got some good stuff to tell you. I do too. We have a week from today the 2024 version of Live Day coming up here. This is the radio event of the year. We work on this from like January 2nd on. So January 1st, starting 9 a.m. on the dot, it's 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Like one band after the other. We don't talk to them. We don't interview them. It's just music. And it's like you're seeing them at a club, except it's radio, so you don't see them. But listen to this. All right. I'm supposed to read three of these. We have 10 of them. I'm reading them all because I feel like it. Ronnie DeShane's. Jennifer Tefton the Strange will be here. Gene Dante, Happy Little Clouds, Sal Baglio, The Teardowns, Andrea Gillis, Lovina Falls, Peter Montgomery, and the debut of the Rick Barton Band will be here as well. Again, next week, next Saturday, 9 a.m., it's 9 to 3, 10 bands, one right after the other, right here at WMFO. All right, I've got a bunch of freeform, and I have some new noise. New noise includes some really cool stuff from Nervous Eaters, from the Chris Vandelay Project. Paul Weller's got something new. Our friends in Odin Stone do as well. Mock Bell Experience, got a great song. I'm going to wish a happy birthday to Randy Black and the Heathcroppers by playing their brand new song. And Hussock and Exit 99, as well as our friends The Sins have something new. Canuck has something new. The Teardowns, Mall Cops, and starting off with a band from Boston. They're a bunch of young kids, and I say that as an old man, but I mean, I love the energy of local music when young people are actually playing instruments and just doing stuff like this. This is a band called Key Found, and it's a brand new single. It is called Wicker Basket. Brand new noise to start us off right here at WMFO.
One, two, three. Dark brown eyes looking at the traffic. Tried to play it cool, but I couldn't hack it. Missed my turn, I was too distracted. Gotta get back, gotta break the habit. Sun goes down and my head goes static. Slam on the brakes and I start to panic. I cannot explain what happened. No! Thank you. But I know that nothing there will be the same again.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
9:17 in the morning. It's WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. How you doing? I just finished up the first set of the day. Let me tell you what I played. It was bookended by New Noise, which is my favorite way to do it. A lot of Boston bands, too, starting up with a Boston band called Key Found. That was a brand new song called Wicker Basket. Then Wimp had the second slot in the set from their album that just came out this year called Black Sheep. That was Yesterday. I think it's really interesting to have a song called Yesterday, anyway. The High End, Boston's own High End, from 2023's Nothing to Hide CD. That was God Complex. The Moons, thank you so much to Linda Bean Party for introducing us to this song when we interviewed her on the Rock Garden Radio podcast. That was The Moons and Don't Go Changin'. And then we heard another Boston band called Mall Cops. They've been around a while, and they're sounding just great. Brand new single for 2024. Yeah, New Noise. That was called Marceline. All right, I've got a band that's going to be here next week during our Live Day celebration. They're called The Teardowns, and they have a brand new track called Gin and Cement. It's New Noise right here at WMFO.
Wrote you a note on it, you said. others assume what I make a move. But you planted a seed inside my head, so I wrote you a note on it. It read to my Sunday girl.
Streets. Curveball. How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. How you doing? It's 9:35 in the morning, and I've been here since 9 and just finished this latest set. Let me tell you what I played. I started off with, as I mentioned, somebody who's going to be here next week for our live day. It is The Teardowns, a brand new single from them, real beauty there too, called Gin and Cement. Can't wait to meet you guys. A band called Pool House was next. In 2022, they had that single called Sunday, really beautiful stuff, as well as the third song of the set. Band is called Always, spelled A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. I don't understand that. But anyway, I love the song. It was, I forget what movie it was, but it was a climactic scene in a movie where they had that Aren't You Marry Me song. I just always loved it. Band of Horses segued beautifully into that from their 2010 album called Infinite Arms. That was Laredo, a perennial favorite of mine. And just finished up with Wow, Kanak. Wow, K-A-N-A-K. Remember that, man. Brand new record from them, new noise. It's called On the Outside, and that was Outside. That was great. Thank you so much for reaching out to me and letting me know about that. So I'm going to enlist some help of Bootleg Dan, because we're going to play a song now that is from a band that we just love.
The Sins.
The Sins. C-Y-N-Z.
The Sins.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
if
can we say
Radio
about this?
Land knows this or not, but I am managing The Sins
you
now.
You are. Yep.
And they have got a lot of shows coming up this summer. They're going to hopefully be in Cleveland, Buffalo, Erie, Pittsburgh, and beyond. So hopefully everybody goes out and sees them. In my opinion, they are one of the best bands out there, hands down, and they just keep getting better.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. This is from their fantastic new release, Little Miss Lost. This one's called The Only One, and it's from
one, two, three,
The Sins. It's WMFO.
Long road, you walk alone. take it back, I'm gonna say to you, I do love you. When you get back, I'll never let you go. Oh no, oh no. Part of me goes wherever you go. You know, part of me shows whenever you're gone too long. Though it's been said in other love songs, I've sung. When you get back, I'm gonna say to you, I do love you. When you get back, I'll never let you. When you get back, I'm gonna say to you, I do love you. When you get back, I'll never let you go.
There's a place you can go if you want to, as long as you take the bus, down with you, fit the bill, pass go, pay the man, you ain't got to. The best things in life are free, the better things. Rags to rage.
Oh, You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford. It is 9:56 in the morning. I'm Mike. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off, as we said, from the wonderful Sins, from their latest Little Miss Lost. That was the only one. Bird Mancini, one of our favorite Boston duos here, husband and wife. Just a great track from their 2018 record called Dreams and Illusions. That was When You Get Back. The Outcharms, another band from across the pond. Just love it. In 2021, that was a single they put out called Mr. Rags to Riches. Gooseberry in 2022 had an EP called Broken Dance, played Sleep from that, and just finished up with the great Ann Hussack and Exit 99, new friends of ours from their great new album called Master Plan. That was the title track. All right, I'm going to play a one-song set. Why am I going to do that? Because it's the birthday of one of our favorite people right here in Boston, Randy Black. He's old enough to drink. He can go have a drink. Today's his birthday, so I want to wish you a happy birthday, Randy. We all love you, and this is your brand new single. It's awesome. It's called "The City Makes Sense" from Randy Black and the Randy Black and the Heathcroppers. Yeah, this is WMFO. We'll be back after this.
Look past the houses from the 13th floor. I don't see the ocean, just a big box store. Red lights of an ambulance, a cruiser screams behind. It could be a carnival. For the grace of